Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let's go to Highland, check it hit the wall. Now we won't fall, yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line, yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time, yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme, uh-huh. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine, uh-huh. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally, okay. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet, sweet. That nigga's pushing the weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
All right, y'all, sorry for the delay. What's good, you get it? It's your girl, the YouTube, the B-Ways, the airways. And we're going to get on the popping as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with you tonight. Let's get this show started. And I say, rest in peace to the legendary Harry Belafonte, who passed away today at the age of 95. He was an actor. He was a singer, an actor. He was a man of all trades. And we lost him yesterday. We know him as for those who are singing. If you remember the movie Beetlejuice, and the song that was playing in there, you say there, like, when they played the song, that was Harry Belafonte. That's those of us who know him by singing, know that song of songs that he has performed early in his career. For him, he was in the movie, I think it's Carmen, the original version of Carmen, with Dandridge. I think it's called Carmen. Carmen. You want to see James playing Carmen, and it was a remake for they playing Carmen. Yep. He's from, he's in Harlem, has from the island, and he was raised in New York. Yeah, so we're going to meet Larry Belafonte, Cadoza's daughter, Tammy, his daughter, Sherry, his daughter, Gina, and the rest of the family. He would truly be missed. Like I said, he lived his life. So let's get this show started. We're going to let this show, we don't want to stay on that note. And, you know, you'll never hear me talk about politics. You'll talk about politics. But you never talk about politics from different networks. Well, the big news out there is Donald got fired from CNN, and he was there for 17 years. Now, it was coming. Firing was coming. They just needed... See, I want to say this, and people that come, if you work for yourself, this doesn't pertain, this ain't going to pertain to you for yourself. For those that work for corporations, like CNN and stuff like that, or whoever's higher over you is looking for ways to fire you. But you know they can't fire you for anything frivolous. You know what I'm saying? They can't fire you for anything frivolous. So they look for reasons to write you up so they can have reason to fire you. And with Don Lemon, I watched Roland Martin and he broke it down. And he was saying, you know, the last interview he did, the way him and the man were going back and forth, and what he did to the man. Like the black man, I think he's Indian American. He was trying to say, talking about black people. Don Lemon knew, like, his wasn't right. And he was checking him on it. And he said one little word. Because, you know, blacks can't be racist. We can be prejudiced. We can't be racist. Because white people will say reverse racism. There's no reverse racism. Because in racism, you would have to be oppressed. White people wouldn't be oppressed in this country. So say blacks are racist, white. They say we're oppressed. You can't say we're racist. Because never oppressed anybody. We were the ones that I were oppressed, still are oppressed in some ways. Some he said, and they let him go. But you could tell that the inevitable was coming because Donovan was hosting his own evening show. So now doing a show on CNN with host. Like me. Like I do this I'm by myself doing this, right? That's like someone coming in and doing the show with me. Station, so but I'm just saying if I didn't, like the station owner putting another host at me because they feel I'm not doing whatever. But won't tell me. But what's crazy is Don Lemon giving them good ratings. That's another thing. nothing. It was very good ratings with his by himself, but then they bumped him to warnings to what other people. You knew the inevitable was going to come, that he was going to be let go. And the thing is, Don Lemon's thing is that he said that CNN contacted him to let him know he was fired. He said he found out through social media. But the private statement said they did contact him. So I don't know if what Don is saying is true. Sorry for the background noise, y'all. I don't know if what he's saying is true, is that they did contact him. Because you know he's the New Year's Eve on CNN, Anderson Cooper. New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper, and before was with Anderson Cooper with Andy from Bravo. Yeah, they were together and they let Andy go, and then I think Don Lemon took his spot. You know, he was saying he would land another job somewhere else. I think Don should do like Roland did. Roland was working with TV One, had his own show on TV One. TV One says, you know what? We don't know if we go in another direction, so we're not going to be doing your show anymore. Instead of rolling, he didn't search for working for another. No, he said, I'm going to start my own show, which he did, called Roland Martin Unfiltered. It's a daily digital show. So all of the shows throughout the week, he replays the weekend. So you can basically say 7 days. Then he went from doing that to having one show for, what, 3 years now? This is the fourth year. I think this year is the fourth year. And started, and so you know what? I branch out. Other shows and create a network. That's what he did. And Roland has, he still has Roland Martin Unfiltered. He has the table with Dr. Carr. Farage's show is, I forgot. He has Alan with his wife. Then he has the show he has. He got new shows coming. I'll tell you what those are. Just give me a minute. Look it up. I think his name is Farage Muhammad. Guy that does the show on the network, and it's called, I'll tell you in a minute. Okay, let's see here. It's called Just give me a minute. Like I said, Honest Life, that's just the show. It's not at all. Let's see, there's a playlist. It doesn't have it. Let's see here. Okay. For some reason, it's not... Faraji's show is not coming up. I don't know why. His show is called, his name is, I was right, his name is Faraji Muhammad. And I think it's called The Culture. I think Faraji's show is called The Culture. I think it's called The Culture. He started with his show, then Faraji was in the show that after wrote his show for, yeah, it's called The Culture with Faraji Muhammad. After wrote his show for, I think, 2 years, and then the third year, he brought Faraji's show in. Then he brought Dr. Carr. Faraji was first, then his wife, then Dr. Carr, or his wife, then Faraji, then Dr. Carr, then The Pivot, with Stephanie Humphrey. So yeah, I think Donald is doing his own show, creating his own show. We already know he's talented as a host. We just need to create a show. Well, for his own, started on YouTube and Facebook. And, yeah. So, Abby, on the Rolling Stone. It started Monday through Friday at six p.m. So I think Donald should do that, and depend on other companies. Yep, he should do that. And to be seen in public, dirty. I think CNN has to pull his contract. I don't know how much he was getting paid by CNN, but CNN has to pay out his contract. And they probably will because they don't want to lose. And, you know, I talk about Republicans. You know, I talk about them a little bit when I'm talking about politics, but Tucker Carlson got fired from Fox News. For the shit he did. I'm sure he thought, oh, Fox love me, I'm making a good ratings. They don't let me go. This is why I'm saying to you, for you, he without work in corporations and not your own company, that don't because trust me, one mistake and it'll be quick for you. You do something I like, they're quick to fire you. For me, I don't want me to go. If I'm taking millions of dollars as my salary, I'm making the company billions of dollars. I'm like, we'll negotiate. Let's see. You figure. I think there's the fucker getting 12 from Fox for his hosting. I don't know how much Don Lemon was getting. Just think of that. You work for a company, they paying you $12 million. To host your show. 12. Yeah, that's crazy. And then you go soup and get. More than was like when he talked about Cosby and firing, like, you ain't learned the Bella Riley situation. Yeah. Bella Riley got let go from Fox because of the sexual harassment lawsuits he had pending. Yep. Because, like, if they come CEOs and stuff like that. If the people telling that the lawsuits out for sexual harassment, you know, shows the people and the people that your station, the victims. Is that on his side? That you were on his side? That you think these women being sexually harassed, and you don't think that they're making you money, but they also can lose money. Just like. Right. Just as big as they are, they're making you money. They do that same money. That money as we kept them around, knowing what's been going on. You see the all their people. Thank you, Eve. Okay. From Ethan, I think this is the theme. Okay. So yeah, like I was. I don't know. The network's gonna hire Carson. Don Lemon, what he got was not as bad as Tucker Carlson. So I don't know if other networks is gonna hire Tucker Carlson. But when you think about it, some right wing network. Pick him up, job. Yep, somebody we know we're gonna pick him up and give him a job. But when you think about it, he was making $12 million salary. You think about $12 million. That's his salary, and then they take out the tax. I'll be. Yes, hell. Be making $12 million. And then my money sitting in the bank. That money check that I received, $12 million. The first check I received for $12 million. I would get I would give my mom some and the money. You gotta take care of parents. And I'd buy a house. You know what? I wouldn't even buy a house. Maybe I'd buy a property and then rent out the property, make money off the property. I'd probably do that. I would buy a house or buy one pool. Even if it's a above ground pool. I would get one where I live in. We can't have in-ground pools. It has to be above ground. So I make sure that the backyard is enough space to fit in the above ground pool and that. When I watch these shows, HGTV, and the people talking about they want a pool, and the realtor, and the people, you know, the realtor, like, no, putting the pool doesn't raise the property value. It's basically, because you know, when people add to the home, it raises the property, the equity in the house. So like it's $150,000 right now. By you add stuff, go from $150,000 to go all the way to $400,000. But it's adding a pool as value. Because one, you have to think about the people that's gonna rent your place. Are they people that like to swim? Because if they don't have kids, if their kids are grown, and you just don't need. Well, if you're a grandparent, I would say it would work just perfect because the kids. Grandkids see you during the summer, swimming. And the only thing about that too is you gotta maintain it. You have to maintain the pool. You can't do it yourself. That's another expense where you have someone to maintain the pool. But this is the thing. If you're renting from someone, put a pool in, I'm sure the person comes to maintain, I'm sure that's not going to come your rent for the person to maintain the pool, that they're already going to have someone that's going to come in whenever the pool needs maintained to maintain the pool. And these are, and, you know, if your kids, this is great. Your kids like to go to the pool and you don't want to once I'm in the pool. So, let's say a few of your friends want to come in the pool so they don't go to the public pool. Then for me, because where I live now, I have a backyard. It's like the size of, you could say, it's like the size of a whale. That's how big my yard is. And I can fit. Position of my fit, maybe about 4 or 5 above pools in my backyard. If you position them right, that's how many fit in my backyard. With that. But just, you know, just think about that, you know. That type of car, I would have bought 2 properties in different areas in the state I live in. And I would have a property manager, meaning that manager would be collecting the money for the rent. Yep. So my money, your money for me, so that I decide to leave. Cause you know some people don't work at a job and the pay is decent. And I said, oh, you know, I stay here for many years. I stay here for this. I retire here. You know, but then what happens? You move. So you may not be able to, you know, get a job paying decent, right? I'm saying all over a virus party, and I went to that, collect rent money, use them, you know what the area is, and how nice the area is, I'll Airbnb. Mm-hmm. If it's a nice area, I'll make it an Airbnb. So I have rental properties and Airbnbs. Yeah. That's why I said if I get the house with the pool, I can get that one. You know, the Airbnb this way. People could rent, you know, they rent space like that during the summer. And if they got kids, you know, they kids can enjoy the pool while they went to the B. And the thing, the crazy thing is out here, I've heard hard about people who recently. Young lady, you know, they had the girls with Airbnb. It was like something weird. Like, they can't, for some reason, they felt weirded out, like, on the watch. Right? So, these girls doing the investigation inside the house, they had a camera in the bathroom and the camera facing the shower. First thing. So for anybody who's ever rented, I can't remember what state of these girls rented the Airbnb, but anybody rented there, just think. The person who pays has cameras in the room, and the camera is facing the shower. So whenever you in there taking a shower, this person is looking at you through the damn camera. You don't even know. Now, they found the cameras. They called the police. I think the man arrested. Cause I'm paying money to rent this Airbnb, but I get it. You know, some people. Cameras, because people destroy their property. They want evidence that anything happened to their property. Because the dude, I saw a TikTok video, and the dude said that the people went to find Airbnb, and they stayed. And then they came back and they took TV and some other stuff out his Airbnb. It's okay to have TV in there, but you know, 8-inch TV in the Airbnb. You need a simple, small TV. Maybe, let's see, if you do the bedroom. The living room, or you do in the living room. See, what I would do, I would mount it to the wall, mount the to the wall, because if they're trying to say it, it's to the wall. That means you have to have tools to screw the TV from the mount to be able to see the TV. No, nobody's going to want that when they're thinking about stealing. Like, I'm not bringing tools with me to take the mount down the wall so I can see the TV. No, I'm not doing that. No thief is thinking, oh, let me bring a driver. No. Or let me look around the house. That's why if you mount things to the wall, it won't be easier for them to see it. But he said they took the TV and stuff. Like, damn. How he's written dumb. Remember, they used to have to show the numbers because you're dumb. Because how are you to rent the Airbnb? The person who has to have their information, they're going to either have a credit card on file paying for Airbnb, your name, you know, where you live as, they're going to have information. So this is what you do. Well, I'm not going to tell you what you do. But people used to do this. I think you should, but people used to do this. They used to go and get fake IDs. Mm-hmm. It's like if somebody was to steal somebody's check. They would go get a fake ID. It looks like a state issue. It's so fake. It looks like a state issue. You know, ID. When they steal the person's check, all they gotta do is go to bank. So the check in place, and they would cash the check. But, you know, what's crazy is, though, you're doing it because you need the money, but once you cash the check, the company issued the check is no cash to check. So if the person says, oh, my check was stolen, he wasn't done, you don't cash the check. And they say to the person, it shows on our side that the check was cashed. And when they look at the sub, they're going to have a copy of the check has been a copy of the paper that you signed for them to be able to cash the check. And they're going to look at the signature and they're going to know it's late. Cash and the cash date. If you stop on the day, it's too late. That's what I like about banks is that if somebody check with your to the bank and they sign the back of it and thinking like with your signature, if the bank use, because some criminals are dumb, they'll do the actual check say, like, it's a Chase Bank check. So I'm going to Chase, because I think with Chase, all you got to do is show your ID. And actually, because a check was issued for them. So they would catch it. And this is why, you know, back in the day, getting IDs was thing is was getting, so they get the club, but people who were scammers were doing it so they could cash, because they were still people, especially older people, they were stealing checks and getting a fake ID and the name of the person so they can check out the check cashing, because they wouldn't be able to cash it at the bank. But if they knew somebody, see, this is, but if they knew somebody at a bank, they would tell them to put them in on the scheme of what they're doing, and say, I'll give you a cut. I need you to cash the check for me and get the cash. So just think, $100 check. But see, the person working at the bank has a check could lose the job. The crazy thing is, why they coming to you every time that check that needs to be cashed? That's how banks could tell if their tellers are in on the scheme. Because the same person keeps and they keep going the same, they tell all the in on it. You're going to lose a good job for $1 million. You're going to lose your job for $500. I know I talked about a whole lot of things and I was talking about elements of it, if I had other people's money or what I would do. Let's talk about, this sports news. It's saying email. You don't the Rockets down. And asked him what Celtics justified in dismissing. You know, a lot of corporations have it in it. When you sign to work for the company, that no fraternizing means you cannot fraternize with your coworkers. You can't go home with your coworkers and you're going to say wham, bam, bam with your coworkers. And then, yeah, because I've seen it where coworkers hooked up and it don't work out. She's totally pissed at him. Or he's pissed at her, and they work together. They work in the same office. They do the same job, but they work in the same office, and you will be able to see the tension between them. This is why corporations don't co-workers recognize with each other. But what if you meet someone in the office that you don't want? I would say, that's a good job. And if it's a good pay, I wouldn't do it. But I don't want to sneak down, but then eventually you're going to be found. You know you could lose your job. And I'm going to say this. If a man and a woman has not worked and you really want to be this person, not tell them the quick job just so I can be together. And if you really want to be with me, you will quit your job so we can be together. No, I do that. Because a job is not going to come and they lock away once they get let go Friday. You understand what I'm saying? they go put in their name, they're going to ask the question of why you would let go. Ask that question, and you have to be honest. If you're honest, and you find out a lie, then I'll hire you. The reason why the company's fraternizing policy is because the company is more focused on themselves than doing their work. Yep. But let me get into this article. You may be in the coach. If he agrees with myself to it. It says Doka was introduced at new coach pockets on Wednesday, and he faced a question regarding his suspension and eventually. I hate when I'm reading something in advertisement. I hate that. Suspension is ousted from the Celtics. The Joker was in a full-year suspension by the Celtics often for violation of team rules from an inappropriate relationship with a female subordinate in the organization. Joker in the Celtics part ways mid-season, and the interim tag was removed from Joe Mazzulla, who subsequently signed a contract extension to become the team's permanent coach. So, asked about the interview process with the press and the discussion of his tenure with the Celtics, Udoka described how it came together. But I say in general, like, Rocket owner Tillman Fertitta alluded to, they have done their due diligence and homework on who I am as a person. Again, I think we spent quality time together to get to know each other and click easily and pretty well. But overall, I released a statement months ago when everything happened and apologized to a lot of people for the tough position I put them in. And I stand by that and feel much more remorse now towards that. I spent the last all season working on myself in a lot of different ways, improving the areas, and it gave me a chance to say, in fact, so, and I think that it will make me a better coach and or a better leader. But the situation, no matter, has been resolved and can't speak much about. When probed further on whether he believes the Celtics were justified firing him, Udoka further owned up to his actions. Yeah, I mean, I think my part was to take ownership and account. For my part, they had a choice to make and a decision and to go that route. And my thing was to take responsibility and show the suspension, and I had to own it honestly. Same thing I was to the guy that can't sit here and take accountability. My story was their right to go about it however they wanted to, and that was the choice they took. We're happy with Greg Wilson. They made the news. The Rockets hope those and us will follow him to Houston. Okay. Like, the situation happened last year. It's over and done. Why you want to dig? That's what I hate. People want to keep digging. You know, he's past that. You know what I'm saying? He's past that. So yeah. I'm trying to look for something else to talk about. But I think I'm gonna call, my head is starting to hurt. I'm thinking I'm getting a headache, so I'm not gonna be on here too much longer. Breaking. Fuji's rapper convicted in U.S. over lying campaigns Asian financier. As a jury on Wednesday convicted Grammy Award-winning rapper Parzel Prize Michael of the Fuji's conspired Malaysian financier to orchestrate a series of foreign lobbying campaigns aimed at influencing the U.S. government. Give me 1 second. Damn advertising done popped up while I was reading. And now I'm going away. I can't get it to go away. Here we go, okay. Foreign lobbying campaign and influencing the U.S. government or president. Says his conviction in federal Washington, father charter was filled with political intrigue and featured high profile witnesses, including Hollywood star Leonardo DiCaprio, U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions. Michael endured a blistering examination by prosecutors while testifying in his own defense. Michael was charged with 10 counts of conspiracy, acting as an agent of a foreign government, witness tampering, and falsifying campaign finance records. He was accused him of plotting with a Malaysian businessman, Johor Low, to attempt to influence the administration of President Obama and Donald Trump. Low also faces several charges in New York that he embezzled $4.5 million from Malaysia's IMDb sovereign wealth fund. The food, okay. This is crazy. That's crazy, y'all. Who would have thought that prize would be political? I'm serious, like, who would have thought prize would be political? Let's see. That's what I'm just like, damn prize. Like, that would be a speech of none of us. Damn prize. Let's see. Okay, let's see here. Okay. Sorry for not talking. I'm looking at the articles of what I want to share. Wow, a Kim Kardashian lookalike dead at 34 years old. Wow. That's what we need to talk about. And then I'm putting the show up about this. Ed Sheeran is being a state. Test his song, I Think Out Loud. His song, Think Out Loud, sounds similar to, I think it's Sexual Healing. I think it's Sexual Healing. The article. Sessions sounds very, very similar to Marvin Gaye's music. Experts at Tribe says this is New York. So CNN is reporting this. It says musician Ed Sheeran's court case continue Wednesday in high profile copyright about whether his smash to allow the classic Marvin Gaye's book. Let's get it on. Not Sexual Healing, but Let's Get It On. John Marvin Gaye song. Says Dr. Adam Stewart, a music expert, called by the plaintiffs on Thursday, testified about the similarities he perceives aspect of the two songs, saying that the chord in the two songs sound very, very similar. Use a copy, Get It On by the Ed Town, who co-wrote the 1973 hit with Marvin Gaye, Townsend's daughter, Catherine Townsend Griffin, Alan McDonald, and the estate of his wife, Sherry Gaye Townsend, are listed plaintiffs on the Carlisle case. Gaye died in 1984 and died in 2003. In court testimony on Wednesday, she said, he said in his view, the two songs the same harmonic rhythm, referring to the rate of change of chords. In particular, these melodic values and numbers, or is in Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud, he said. The first couple of minutes of Sheeran's attorney, Quasimodo Stewart, has been governed by Sheeran and Lex failed. Quickly, people both Sheeran and Townsend camps rushed to help carry Townsend Griffin out the courtroom. The act to call court security officers and nurses there were for 911. The Townsend members did not come back inside the courtroom. Eileen Baraka's attorney continued to cross the after about 13-minute pause. When concluded, the judge asked for a Townsend petition and a woman helped her get outside. The courtroom told the judge she was taken to the hospital. Sheeran's legal team has argued that the sound is the most common in pop music. No one owns music musical bill the jury in opening up. That is true. That the basic chord structure because songs use extra basic chord structure. It's like if you do do re mi fa sol la ti do fa sol la mi, and then you say it again backwards, going backwards. For the TikTok video, okay, where they both saw the show similarity. Yeah. Have similarity, but it's a basic chord. That means it's easy to play. Keyboard, piano. She's playing Howard and Robert Thicke for the lines and Marvin Gaye's Estate. Yep. Sorry. If the judge rules in Townsend's favor, I thought it was in Gaye's estate. That was soon as Townsend's estate. As you know, and I, when you write a song and something happens to you, you don't get your royalties, but your royalties pass down to the next, your next of kin. So if you, let's say a daughter, your next of kin get the rights to your music, and the royalty checks that come from music will be much cheaper. So we'll have a name on it and a name on it. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy when you think about it. Say peace, one love, I appreciate you. Keep rocking with your girl and roll the stone around. The next show, which is the end experience, which is going to be a free show. So it's at 11. It's going to be in the afternoon. So in the afternoon, it's going to be the end experience. I'm going on early because I have to finish packing for my trip. And I didn't want to go late. I didn't want to do the show late like I normally do, being that I have to pack to finish packing. And I didn't want to do that. So I'm peace, woman. I appreciate you for buying that.